We are joined now in the studio by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. ChapelHillCarrboroNAACP.com is their website to find out more information on the local chapter. And they've got a meeting coming up on Thursday, a town hall on the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Anna, thanks for being with us in the studio today. How are you?
Doing well. Sunny day. I'm great.
Yeah, right?
Pretending to be spring. I'm wonderful.
It's getting close, right? 9 days away from spring. And yeah, it's starting to get that weather. So tell us about the town hall that's coming up on Thursday.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on in our district right now. So we are offering the community an opportunity to engage in discussion and conversation about some of the decisions that the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools are making. Our schools, students, and parents really need a community engaged discussions. You can look at, you know, some of these decisions are already a done deal, like the Mandarin Magnet School program, but we have presented at the last board meeting last week conversation about the reorganization of the Blue Ribbon Mentor Program. There are decisions upcoming on the Academically Intelligently Gifted, the AIG program, talking about expanding that program now into middle school. That was presented last week at the board meeting. And then the current vacancy on the board and how is that going to get filled and what's the process going to be on that. And so not a long meeting. It's at the Chapel Hill Public Library from 6 to 7:30 mm-hmm. on Thursday evening, this coming Thursday the 14th, and we invite folks to come out. Now, we're going to use a pretty structured process. The Racial Equity Impact Assessment Tool. So this is a tool that is used nationwide by governments and other entities who are trying to make sure that the decisions they're making take equity into account. Now, every member currently on our school board said that they were running on an equity platform, that was our number one priority. In addition, the school district says that it has adopted this equity tool in terms of evaluating decisions. So our experts tell us that maybe the tool is not being utilized as intended. Mm-hmm. The first step in that process says that you engage all the stakeholders. So those who are being impacted by a decision, those who are immediately, and that includes people are going to have the whatever this program is or not. What's it going to mean to other programs? And so we're really saying here's an opportunity for the community to come together using that tool to give some input into some of these pending decisions. We'll be, you know, sharing that information with the district. Everybody's invited. They're welcome to come in here and listen as well. Very much looking forward to this opportunity. And it's slated to be over at 7:30, so people can see the second half of the Tar Heel game if they choose to do that. But it's really urgent from our opinion, and this is why we felt like it was necessary to give people an opportunity to give some input into these decisions.
Well, it's coming up Thursday at the Chapel Hill Public Library. We've had a couple of kind of higher profile issues in the local news recently, and you mentioned the two kind of big ones, which are mm-hmm. The discussion of the Mandarin program and the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate program, which contributes to a sense of urgency now a little bit more than maybe a couple of months ago when the issues weren't so much in the news. Is it, in fact, getting more urgent? Because, I mean, the issues
well,
that you're talking about.
Well, I think
the
AIG decision is not yet made.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, there are limited resources. So you got to make some choices about what your priorities are. Our school board members indicated that closing the achievement gap was a priority.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue to expand programs that benefit some students but not others. When you have a large percentage of not only Black students but Black, Brown, and socially disadvantaged students who are not performing at grade level, we got to ask the question and get some community input on, is this where we really want to spend the limited resources that we have?
Mm-hmm.
So Blue Ribbon is not yet defined in terms of what it will be. We know there will be changes. We don't know what those changes are going to be. This AIG decision is coming up. And I think in view of those two things, filling that seat, even temporarily, on the board also becomes an urgent matter. I'm expecting that the board's going to make that decision fairly soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will be an opportunity for the community to talk about what they hope to see in the process in terms of how that person's going to be selected and what kind of attributes and traits they want to have in that person. Our board right now is struggling in terms of its functioning because of some of these issues that have come up. And so we really need a board that operates efficiently and respectfully of each other, even if there are differences, so they can get the important work of our district done. So,
Speaking with Anna Richards, and speaking of the vacancy on the board, would you want the board to appoint someone to fill that seat?
Well, I think the board's process says that for the interim position, it is a board appointment.
Right.
Now, there are different ways.
The seat's up for election in November.
Right, until the election. There are different ways that the board can do that. There's different criteria. Some people have indicated that, well, we want somebody that's not going to run in November. Well, I don't know how you – we are still in a democracy, even though sometimes we question that. So I don't know if that's fair or not. But I think the intent is to get somebody who'd be kind of above the fray, if you will. Other people have talked about, well, let's get somebody who previously was on the board. Well, I don't know what that means. Some of the people who were previously on the board may or may not reflect the values of our community today. And if they were on the board 5 or 10 years ago, it's still going to be a learning curve. So I don't know that that's going to give them the ability to, quote, hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, you know, in some years they've had kind of a self-nomination and then the board does its thing and appoints and selects. So I'm not sure really what the process is. I don't know that the board has come out with a process yet. I don't know that they have, but it will definitely be a board appointment.
All this is going to be talked about at the meeting on Thursday, and again, it's at the Chapel Hill Public Library, 6 to 7:30. Any particular people going to be at the meeting? School board members, school officials that you know of?
Everyone's invited,
right?
And we don't know who's coming. It's really not a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
In an hour and a half, our real goal is for the community to have an opportunity to give some input into these pending decisions, get an opportunity for them to listen to what the community is saying. We hope that parents will come out. This was something that came about pretty quickly yesterday because of this sense that we are at a critical, urgent point, and we need to hear from the community. And this is, we hope, an opportunity for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough branch of the NAACP. More information on this meeting there as well. And again, it's Thursday, 6 p.m. At the Chapel Hill Public Library. Speaking with Anna Richards, and I want to get your take sort of on the larger issue too, because like I've been here doing this show for 9 years, and in those 9 years, it's been very much the same conversation, right? We have an achievement gap. We have a discipline gap. It's in the school district. It's worse in this school district than at other peer school districts and needs to be addressed. And I don't know of any elected official or kind of high-ranking official in the district that hasn't made that a focus, at least in their statements in public, and a lot of things have actually been done to try to move the dial on it. And it's just kind of this nagging problem that not only isn't going away, but isn't getting better either. So what more or what different do you think needs to be done to start moving the dial?
If indeed it is the priority issue for this district, I think that it's working in other places better than it's working here.
Right.
And so I think if we are really serious, then we can put the resources, the talent that we have in this district. It's hard to justify in my mind that you can be number one district in the state and then have, by depending on which account you look at, either 50 other school districts in the state who have better outcomes for Black and Brown students than the number one school district has. That's hard for me to square in my mind.
Yeah.
And so I believe that we have the talent in this district to do it. I think it is a matter of priorities, and it is a matter of looking across the country and seeing what's working other places. You know the definition of insanity, right? And so if we keep on doing what we've always done, we're going to keep on getting what we always got. And so unless you feel inherently that Blacks and Brown students are somehow incapable, then you've got to say there is a way to do this. And it's up to us, if indeed this is our priority, to figure out what that is. I think it can be done. We've got a lot of talent here. I think we have to have the will to do it. One of the things about this district is we do a lot of programs. We expand. We've got all kinds of things. And I think that same level of energy and focus put to this problem, we can move forward. I'm hopeful for that. But it has to be the will. We have to have the will and the prioritization to do it.
Speaking with Anna Richards, and again, talking about this meeting that's coming up on Thursday, 6 p.m., Chapel Hill Public Library. Everyone's invited out for that. Other things that you're thinking about, other things upcoming that people ought to know about?
Well, there's on the 30th, I mentioned before, we have a fun night coming up on March 30th at Imbibe to benefit our scholarship fund. We give, last year we gave four scholarships. We traditionally give between four and five $1,000 scholarships to students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. We plan to do that again this year. And in addition to that, we are stepping out to expand our program so that the students that were previously awarded beginning in 2018 will be eligible to have some part of that scholarship. This year we're looking at up to $500 renewed, and every year that they're in school, assuming that they're going to continue to progress and all that. So worthy cause, it all goes straight into the scholarship fund. So we are looking forward to that. We got a great jazz musician, Al Strong, and his band. Limited seating, only 75 or so can fit in Imbibe. So we got to get your tickets. Tickets are only $20, but donations are unlimited, so don't feel restricted by the $20. We'll take many more donations, and it all goes to the students. So none of it comes back to the organization. And then on April 7th, at the Southern Center, I never can remember that name of that location. Southern Services Center?
Oh, the Human
Services Center. At 3 in the afternoon, we'll be celebrating 110 years of the national organization of the NAACP. And so we've got a great evening, a great afternoon. Herb Joyner, who's head of the NAACP North Carolina Legal Defense Fund and teaches at Central, will be our main speaker. We've got some great artistic performances and some refreshments. It's free, open to the public. And we're really talking about the founding of the NAACP, which I don't know if a lot of people recognize two things. One, it was really in response to the widespread lynchings that were going on across the country. There was a national call for people, social justice activists, to come together, black and white, is the other thing a lot of folks may not know about how the organization was founded. And so that was in 1909, so 110 years, the oldest civil rights organization in the world and the largest. So it's a great opportunity to come out, learn more, have a nice afternoon, hear some inspiring words from Irv and also Ted Shaw from UNC, and some refreshments and music.
Sounds good. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on all of those upcoming events and more. And don't forget the town hall this Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.